to her and her family. Thank you. Help me to say the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Our text will come from the 14th chapter of John. The young man read that text. But prior to reading it, the Lord spoke to me something about what Marion did that the average woman cannot do. He revealed something to me in the book of Isaiah, how Marion postponed death 25 to 30 years. The man in the Bible called Hezekiah. The Lord told the prophet, go tell Hezekiah, set his house in order, or he's going to die. But Hezekiah said, I have something to say about this. God, not the only one, got something to say about when you die. You got something to say about it. And so Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and told the Lord, now I've been serving you. Matter of fact, I want to read it in Isaiah 38. Hezekiah's life is extended. And the Lord said, Marion, for her family, for her husband, postponed death at least 25 years. The enemy tried to attack her years back. Marion stood up to him. I'm not going nowhere right now. And I mean some serious cases. And I was on the porch. The Lord revealed to me here in Isaiah 38, it says, in the first verse, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order. Set thine house in order. My question to you today on Marion's behalf, is your house in order? It won't be in order unless you set it in order. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, everybody here, unless Jesus come, we're graveyard travelers. Everybody here, I don't care what, how educated you are, how smart you are, how slick you are. You can't slick by death. We know that, right? So he says, set down a house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord. He said, put me in the remember. Man can have an audience with God. What a powerful position. That you and I, as men and women, we can have an audience with God. We can talk to God and change the situation. Even death. So Hezekiah said, Isaiah, you're not going to have the last word about this. And I'm not going to even let God have the last word about this. I'm going to have the last word about this. I'm going to talk to God about this. And that's what he did. And he said, remember now, Lord, I beseech thee now, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah cried. He wept so. And then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy day is 15 years. Now, Marion did that. And what I'm about to preach about is going to be a blessing to all of you. I want to be a blessing to Charles and the family, but it's going to be a blessing to all of you what I'm about to preach about for a few minutes. I'm not going to preach long. I've been preaching for 43 years. Marion's been with me 40 years. So, I mean, you know, she's heard a many sermons that Hazel told you. But as we go into John 14 for a moment, anybody got their Bible, just turn that with me. Very familiar passage of scripture. I want to look at the second and third verse of that 14th chapter. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus the speaker. He said, now, Jesus said, I'm not going to lie to you. If it was not so, I would not have told you. Then he said, not only that, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let the Bible speak and every other man be silent. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there's a powerful scripture about Apostle Paul, still talking about the house. You see, the fact is, Marion's body lies here before us. But the truth is, Marion's not here. You see, truth overrules fact. Jesus never said, and the fact shall set you free. Jesus said, and the truth shall set you free. And so, by fact, Marion's body here, but Marion's not here. By truth, absent from the body, present with the Lord. We have to have a rim understanding here. We have to understand there's a physical rim and there is a spirit rim. The physical rim come to an end. The spirit rim moves on into eternity. So she's not here. We're only dealing with her body. I want to talk about a few moments. She moved into her father's house. She moved. And she had a right to move. Because once you accept Christ, 60 years ago she did, your name is put on his roll. And you become a part of his family. And God take care of his own. I can't hear you. God take care of his own. She's still alive. And well. And she's doing far better. That's what the scripture said. Let me prove that. Philippians chapter 1. I'll come back to 2 Corinthians. Philippians chapter 1. We'll let the Bible talk. Marion loved the Bible. So let me preach the Bible here for a few minutes here. Let me preach here for a few minutes. Yeah, far better. I say she's far better right now. The scripture proved that. Scripture proved in Philippians 1, 21, say, for me to live is Christ. Same scripture, got another statement in that same scripture. And to die is gain. What kind of talk is this? This is a different dimension. You have to have a revelation. You can have religion, you won't understand this. But if you got a revealed insight of the spirit realm and of God and his goodness, you'll know what he's talking about. Me to live is Christ and to die is gain. See, some people think living is gain, but dying is gain. But it said, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I would not. Here's again another man held up death. 23rd verse of that first chapter of Philippians, you got your Bible open. It says, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Far better. Never have to die again. Never be sick again. Never have to move again. Far better. Everybody say far better. Now that's two times the Lord has spoken to us today. He says, the scripture says, to die is gain. The scripture says, it's far better. Sooner or later, you ready? Are you really ready? Lord, have mercy. There may be some people in here dead than Marion. Marion not dead, she alive. Hooked up with God. Let me go back and read that scripture now. 2 Corinthians 5. I'm almost through. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle will dissolve, look, good God Almighty, we have a building of God. What kind of building that is? A house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Good God Almighty. For in this we groan, honestly designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. How from heaven? Our house, which is from heaven. If so being that being clothed, we should not be found naked. What that mean? What that mean, be found naked? That mean if I die outside of Christ, I'm dying naked. I'm dying without my clothes on. I'm dying with no covering. I'm dying with nobody to speak on my behalf. I'm dying with no blood to cover my sin. I'm dying with no grace, no mercy. Nobody won't die like that. Nobody won't die and just disappear. No, we got to have somewhere to go. Thank God 60 years ago, Marion made her, oh man, I'm about to preach here. Made her peace with God. Died. She died with her clothes on. She didn't die naked. She didn't die with no spokesman. A man called Jesus. Marion went home the other day. A man called Jesus said, she mine. She got a ticket, a business fixed. Mind made up. Heart regulated right. She served me. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. She finished her course. Hallelujah. I wish I had a church here for about 10, 15 minutes. I wish I had some people ready to praise the Lord. When a saint like Marion go home, we ought to shout and praise the Lord and give the Lord glory for raising a woman such as this, who live a clean, holy, and sanctified life before God. Oh, Lord. I don't want to get in no trouble here. But Marion didn't live a Donald Trump life. She had no skeleton in the closet. Her name clean. Her family know that she's a woman of God. She talked to her children about Jesus. Talked to her grandchildren about Jesus. Every time you talk to Marion, Jesus would come out of her mouth. She'd quote a scripture. She'd tell you what thus saith the Lord. She was walking with him. Walking by faith, not by sight. Walking in the spirit, not in the flesh. Walking in the glory, not in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't want me to preach here today, but I got to preach because that's my daughter. And she fought a good fight. She kept the faith. And she finished the course. Never give me no trouble as a man of God. Always follow the instructions. She was a woman that followed God's word. And we got a lot to be glad about today. That's why we don't have to cry and fall out and run and scream and jump at the coffin. We know two things, that Marion died right and that she in a better place now. If we could have kept her longer, we would have kept her longer. But when somebody make their mind up, I'm through with this old body. I'm through with sickness and pain. I got another body, not made with the hand of man. Well, Marion knew that God had her case. Marion knew when she stood up before death, that death had been swallowed up in victory. There was a man who paid death for Marion. His name was Jesus. And I heard him. He showed us how to die. When Jesus was dying, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Marion the other day was able to say to the Lord, I'm dying now, but I commend my spirit into thy hand. And I heard God say to Marion, you served me while you were living in the flesh. Now I'm going to let you in another world that you don't have no more trouble and no more pain, no more sickness, and no more dying. Another land where you can live with me, Marion, and we'll walk around and talk about the good old days. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now, in order to move to a father's house, oh, I got to preach this thing, man. It's one of my best, it's one of my best girls here, man. Y'all just give me a little time. Y'all have patience with me a little bit there. I'm not through yet. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo, Jesus. In order to move, she moved into her father's house. Jesus said, in my father's house are many mansions. He said that, didn't he say that? If it was not so, I would have told you so. But then he made a promise. He made a promise. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. That's a promise. That's a supernatural divine promise, because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, I can't hear you. He'll make it good. He never lied. So in to move to a father's house, she had a house in Donsonville. And she had a physical house. What is this father's house? Who is this father's house? Who can move into this father's house? Everybody can't go there. Religious people who are not real, they're not going. They got religion. You got to have a revelation. You got to have Jesus Christ. Now, she had to get in position. Positioning. Everybody say positioning. She had to build a house properly down here. Your foundation is important. Now, Jesus said in teaching about the kingdom, about the closest message about the kingdom, 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus talked about two houses. He said, he who hear my word and do my word is like a man who built his house on a rock. And when the wind come and the flood come and a beat against that house, it can't knock it down. So I saw Marion do that for 40 years. You hear me, Kathy? She built that house on the rock. So no wind, not even death, can blow that house down. When the house is well built, it can stand the test. So she built that house. And the rain came, and the flood came, and the sickness came, and the opposition came. But she was founded on a rock. So her house stood. Secondly, The Father teaching, the master teacher, Jesus, said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. So that was a promise that Marion could claim. She claimed it 60 years ago. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Some of y'all people, y'all read the Bible? I'm preaching the Bible here. This is the B-I-B-L-E I'm preaching. Y'all look at me like I'm not saying nothing. This is God's word. The Father's house was a teaching of the master. You must know the difference between the earthly house and the heavenly house. That's why I read it. If this earthly house of a tabernacle dissolve, you know what I'm talking about, Captain. If this earthly house of a tabernacle dissolve, we have another building. So Mary has another body. Good God Almighty. Life in the realm of the spirit is greater than life in this body. There's another life and another body. If she is not here and still alive, where is she? If she's not here and she's still alive, where is she? Absent from the body. She's alive. Good God Almighty. I'm almost through. Let me look at the word of the master teacher here in closing in Luke Gospel. Oh Lord. I really feel like hooping up in here. Man, a good woman. Y'all know you had a good woman. Him and I talk all the time. We had a lot of fun together too. My goodness, we had good, clean fun. Holy fun. You can have holy fun, you know. Yeah, you had to get drunk to have no fun. You get drunk on the Holy Ghost, that's a new wine, you know. I get drunk all the time. Man stayed drunk half the time. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. We go to a house and get them Bibles out and get just as drunk as we can get. Get to laughing. Hallelujah. Luke 23. Let me read this verse. I think this verse is a good verse for me to read. Luke 23, verse 46. Jesus showing us how to die. Jesus showed us everything, didn't he? Showed us how to live. He showed us how to die. In Luke 23:46, it says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend Marion's spirit. That's what we did, didn't we, Kathy? Where glory at? That's what we did, didn't we? Father, into thy hand I commend Marion's spirit today. You let us had her for so many years. We know we had to give up. And we put her spirit in your hand. That's a powerful thing, man. And then the master said another thing he said when he was dying. He said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. So in the grave site, when we go to the grave site, we're not burying Marion. See, understanding, spiritual understanding, physical understanding. I heard one woman talk about intellect. I hate to talk about our intellect and talk about marriage spirituality And she said marriage and spirituality is for greater. See, when you understand life from God's perspective, you don't have to go through the struggles the average person goes through at a time. You know, it's embarrassing to God the way some of us act at funerals. Is as if Jesus never died. Yeah. Now, you know, I've cried just now. You love one gone, you know. You know we're separated this time. But people act like God didn't even die. They won't be jumping in the coffin and all that kind of stuff. And talking about, what am I going to do now? You're going to live now. That's what you're going to do. What y'all going to do? You got to go on with life. You're going to let God leave. What Mary want him to do? Go on with his life. And sometimes people, you know, we got to get understanding is a powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes if some of your loved ones went on before you, if they knew the Lord, let them go. Yes, sir. Let them go. You'll meet them one day. So she moved into her father's house. Devil, demons, this world system, nobody can do nothing about it. The price has been paid for her to live. I remember the voice I got saved on. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him, what? Should not perish, but what have what? Talk to me, Christian. Talk to me. I got some Christian talk to me in here. Everlasting, so she have everlasting life. So we rejoice. Come on, lift your hand. We rejoice the days that Marion spent with us. I think Hazel and Catherine did. I never heard an obituary read like Catherine read that obituary. It was read in the anointing. And so, y'all, lift your hand. We praise God and thank God for what Marion have done in our life. And the years her grandchildren got an example to follow, her children, her family. She served Charles well. So we lift our hand and praise the Father and thank him for letting Marion hit a home run. We thank him for letting her hold out and prove faithful to the end. She didn't run for 5 years. She didn't run for 10 years. She didn't run, serve the Lord for 20 years. She didn't serve the Lord for 30 years. She didn't serve the Lord for 40. She served the Lord all her life. And we say, praise the Lord. And go ahead on, Marion, with your bad self. You fought a good fight. You kept the faith. You finished the course. Now there's a crown laid up for you. Hallelujah. Charles, you did your part, man. You did your part.